Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Judy Joy Jones Show. I wanted to give a shout-out to Frank Mills, who is the composer of the piece you just heard a tiny bit of, Music Box Dancer. And Frank actually gave us permission to use that as our theme song, and I really appreciate it because I was willing to pay to do it. But he said no because we asked him. It was ours for the using. I just love it. Tonight, I'm telling you, do we have an angel light love or do we have an angel light love? She is known as an instrument of the divine, angel light love. She serves as a spiritual teacher, a healer, a messenger, and a warrior. Don't miss this show because actually you should go out and get everybody you can because I want you to know this is a special, special angel. I also have a little co-host with me. Let me bring her on right now, Stacy. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing really good.
I kept trying to get into your show.
You know what? I finally decided that I'm not going to even worry about that anymore.
Cause
I bring it up and I'm thinking, okay, last week when I had my guest call and
right.
The number just didn't come up or anything. It just
it's so sweet. Everything's looking good. I think Marianne Winkowski of the Ghost Whisperer TV show, I think she cleared all the ghosts out, Stacy, and we're good for go. I swear I do. We must have had some kind of little ghost out there because after she left last night, it just really worked. Let me go ahead and bring Angel Light Love up. Here we go. Hello.
Hello, Judy Joy Angel Jones.
How are you?
I'm in joy.
You're in joy. Oh. Well, share with us. And let me introduce you to my co-host. Her name is Stacy Z.
Hi, Stacy.
Hello. See, I'm so happy because I love angels. I love angels. I love angels.
So, Angel Light and I have known each other for a while, and I can honestly say she's one of the most mystical, special souls I've been able to touch on this earth. She comes and goes in my life, it seems, at the right time. And would you mind just sharing a little bit about your life with the people and with the listeners of Blog Talk and anybody else that might be listening?
Sure. I am known as a traveling angel. I came into this body as a walk-in, and I awoke in the mid-1980s with purpose, and I knew that my life was to be as a traveling angel.
Okay.
And most of the time, I'm on the road or staying here and there, or I do house sit and pet sit, which I'm doing currently.
Uh-huh.
And I just travel mostly in North Central Texas at this time and have been for years. My ministry began in about 1990.
Okay.
And going strong now.
Wow. And you recently had manifested a van for you that you'd been thinking about for a while. Is that not right?
Well, yes, it's true. And it was so strange how that happened. I was eating lunch in a restaurant and a thought came into my mind. And it gave the name of the car repair service that takes care of my current light mobile, my
mm-hmm.
car. And it said van. Let's call it XYZ service.
Okay.
And it said XYZ service, van. And I thought, well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I retrieved my voicemail messages, the owner of the shop, who's also a mechanic, had called. And he has maybe 8 guys working for him there. And he said, Angel Light, I have your van.
Wow.
And I had never asked him for one. I had just made the comment that, you know, I had asked for a van, but God gave me this big car instead, you know.
Gee. Well, I saw that, you know, kind of in my third eye, but I just didn't know when it was coming. I was thinking a long time ago, she's going to have a van, she's going to have a van. But now, do you actually physically have that? Are you driving
that?
No,
there is. The title company has to get involved.
Oh, okay.
And so I explained that my birthday is in July.
Sure.
And the license on the current Lightmobile expires the end of July. In Texas, we have to get these once a year.
Uh-huh.
And I said it would be great if we could make it happen, you know, if it happens in July.
Sure.
So unless he's missed something, and remember this is a mechanic.
Right, right.
He needs a new battery and new tires because it had been sitting a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And he needs roughly, after the tires, if he gets the tires, roughly $2,500 for me.
Wow.
For me. And from me and my supporters. So I'm currently in the middle of a fundraising drive.
A fundraising drive. Well, you know, I'm pretty sure you can manifest what you want, because one time I was in need of funds to continue my work as an artist, a writer, and, you know, I mentioned Angel Light. She said, well, I'll just put a money treatment out there for you, and I want you to know. The very next day, I had a patron of the arts, and this is the honest truth. And I knew, without a doubt, that she really is manifest into your life as you need her, you know? I mean, it's like, I just don't believe that, you know, something like that just happens, you know? I mean, it's like, it was just too obvious.
Well, and I think it does happen now.
Well, it does.
We have such a resistance to it that
we want to make
it hard, and it really isn't hard. You know, it's really not hard.
No, we do tend to make things harder, myself included. But, you know, just keep in mind that I am but an instrument of the divine,
right.
Okay?
And right.
You might say that I have my hotline to heaven is really plugged in, okay?
It sure is,
and
Angel.
I ask for deliverance. We do spirit release therapy. We have spirits that, of people who have transitioned in our earth realm, released from people and places. And we also do an analysis, a reading analysis for people to find out what they're dealing with, what contaminants and interferences, and, such as, are there any curses or spells there under that?
Oh, okay.
Whether they're this life or past lives, and family, group, tribal, or individual.
Now, Angel, could I get you to speak up a little more and directly into the phone? I can hear you, but the people, sometimes, like, my voice is really clear, the host, on any show, not just mine, but the guest can be a little quiet. So I want everyone to hear every word you're saying, because we have people on the switchboard already waiting to ask you questions.
Well, let me go through that again. In our analysis reading form, we find out if anyone's under the influence of curses, black magic, anything like that.
Okay.
Past lives or this life.
All right.
Family, group, or tribal, or individual. Any other, if they're carrying other people's stuff, or they have negative psychic cords with others.
Okay.
Illegal entities, psychic parasites, extensions of other people. We check to see how clear their major energy centers are.
Okay.
Some people call those chakras. We ask how much psychic weight and emotional weight they're carrying, how much pressure they're under. In addition to that, there are just so many things we check for. We find out if there are any missing, lost, stolen soul parts that can be retrieved through soul retrieval.
Oh, okay.
How grounded the body is, how grounded the soul is into the body.
Mm-hmm.
How many lives the soul has lived or is living
in
3D human form.
Mm-hmm.
Whether one is living mostly by ego, personality, will, or by soul, divine will. In other words, how strong is that hookup, you know, that connection?
My God. So you, when did you take on, now, are you still a traveling angel? In that, I mean, You don't have like a, I mean, you just go where you're needed, right?
Right, and I do have to maintain a certain degree of privacy for my own well-being.
Of course.
And,
no, I understand. But I mean, in that, I mean, you don't have a home and a...
No, I am. I live out of my automobile.
You live out your automobile.
Uh-huh, that's why I need the van. And I keep in that the food for the needy and supplies, toiletries and such as that. And with the van, I'll have a lot more room to store things. Because
sure.
I run into people all the time who are in need, you know.
In need, of course. Yeah, I mean, because I think there was one time that we were connected and you were working with some woman. I believe she had tried to commit suicide.
Yes.
Now, of course, I won't reveal anything more because I want to protect her privacy. But I know you were kind of guided in her life and you helped her through a certain part of that. Is that not right, Angel Light?
I was in the home for 5 months and no one expected her to live initially. But she recuperated and is doing well with her family.
Wow.
And, of course, I knew her better, in her personal affairs better,
uh-huh.
than her family members even. So I was the liaison between the family and helping them to find things and all that. And I stayed in her home for 5 months. And that's the longest I've been in anyone's home this century.
Wow.
And, of course, my mission officially started in 1990,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't mean I wasn't assisting others in my job description before that time, but that was the official date when I sort of got off the fence and jumped in, you know, and
sure.
Shirley MacLaine would say, you know, jump off and fly or
right.
I am, you know. And so that's the longest I've been in any place. But
needed there for a while because that's
yeah.
kind of a very heavy thing, and she needed you, and there you were. And, you know, I have a couple of callers, Angel Light. Would you like to speak to someone and see if they have a question for you? Are you ready?
I would like to wait a few minutes.
Okay,
like
sure.
You
no problem.
And tell a little bit more about my work and about
okay,
all
that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, that's
go ahead.
So because we can get carried away on questions.
Angel Light, when you got the calling, you were describing that. So, what was that like? I mean, did you have resistance to it, or was it
no, none at all? Because I came in aware. The term walk-in is used quite loosely,
right.
But generally, it's when someone doesn't live or they've finished with what they came in to do, and they turn the body over to another soul, usually a soul of a higher frequency, of a higher vibration, who has a mission and doesn't want to waste time being born again into a babe's form, you know.
And that's something that's agreed upon?
Yes, it was pre-agreed, yes.
Oh, very good.
Yes, we ask for the number of soul rotations when we do our analysis as well. I know that one reason Judy Jones and I connected was we found we shared some of the same role models.
We sure did.
And one of those was Peace Pilgrim. Some of you may be familiar with Peace Pilgrim. I actually had seen her at Unity Church of Dallas back whenever. If we say how long ago, that would tell our age. So I don't know if we want to talk about that too long, you know. But anyway, one time I was helping someone move. I guess, gosh, it was in the 90s. And I'd seen her in the 80s, Peace Pilgrim. So I was looking at that book about Peace Pilgrim. And she said, you can have that book. I have two. Every time I see that book, I think of you, Angel Light, Peace Pilgrim. Peace Pilgrim, Angel Light.
Hmm.
And what I found was she was walking the country with just the clothes on her back almost, serving wherever she could serve, and she was doing it. She started it in the Korean War for world peace. And, of course, I'm no peace pilgrim, to say the least. I don't want to walk, and in this day and age, they'll put you in jail for that.
Mm-hmm.
Peace actually went to jail a couple of times.
Right. He did.
Uh-huh. But I found that her philosophy, well, and I shared her philosophy, and I really identified with her and felt a very close connection with her. Well, and you know, so did Judy Jones.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and one of the things...
She's been instrumental in my life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And I want to tell you one of the things I have her... Some words of Peace Pilgrim here. She said, when you become a channel through which God works, there are no more limitations because God does the work through you. You are merely the instrument, and what God can do is unlimited.
Right.
At another time, she said, I always have a feeling of awe and wonder at what God can do using me as an instrument. And she was very aware that she was an instrument.
Wasn't she? Well, she had gone beyond, I guess, any kind of human needs. I mean, she could sleep anywhere until offered food and offered shelter, and even if it was a snowstorm, it didn't matter. Her body was just an instrument, and she could tell the body what to do. And she was able to go through conditions that most of us would not even fathom. But Peace Pilgrim had her mission. She knew what it was, and she let go. You know?
Absolutely. And like I said, I'm no Peace Pilgrim. And
you're a different type, Angel Light. Yes. I mean, your calling is that we don't want to be her.
Not to walk. Another one of our role models we found out was Mother Teresa.
Absolutely.
Judy has a history with Mother Teresa. When she told me that she had actually interviewed her and been in her presence, I said, oh, my God, I wish I could touch you. You know, Peace Pilgrim, you know, most people are familiar with Mother Teresa, but not as much with Peace Pilgrim.
No.
Mother Teresa, you know, had a mission around the world, and she totally committed herself to following what she said Jesus Christ told her. Which was to go to Calcutta and minister to the poor and the sick.
Mm-hmm.
And she never dreamed it would, you know, spread around the world. But I have some quotes of Peace Pilgrim here, too. I mean, excuse me, Mother Teresa here, too.
Oh.
And one thing she says is that you can preach a better sermon with your life than your lips. And
right.
Me, I admire that so much, and it's so true. I've quoted her many, many times.
Yeah, she was the one for walking the talk. I mean, Mother walked the talk because she felt that she was called to do what she was doing, and absolutely nothing would stop her. And I feel like, you know, she spent a lot of time, like Peace Pilgrim, being purified, empty, you know.
Right, right. And, you know, do you remember when Princess Diana died?
Yeah.
And the whole world was in shock?
Oh, yeah.
Well, during that time, I kept getting the name Mother Teresa, Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
And I wondered what that was about. And, gosh, was it 2 weeks or 3 weeks later that Mother Teresa made her transition?
Yep.
Ooh. And you know what I saw? I saw Mother Teresa, she didn't waste any time. Immediately she went when she got home.
Mm-hmm.
She was working.
Yeah, that's what she said she'd do.
Yes, in fact, she told when her nuns and her monks were concerned that the ministry would fall apart if she, when she transitioned, she said, hey, I can't claim to quote her exactly, but she said, I can help you more from home than I can here.
Right.
And she did. She went straight to work. And on the other hand, Princess Diana, because of the shock of her death, was hospitalized at home on the other side for a while.
Right. Oh, yeah, for a little while, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the role models that come to our lives, and we're not expected to be them because that would be ridiculous. We've got our own calling. And yet they also bring us together, like you and I and so many people. And we're just like they are. We're instruments. You know, mine is a different calling, and yours and Stacey's, and each one of us, you know, we're here to do what we do. And what my feeling is, just like, help each other do what we do. I mean, if I can offer you a show, you know, let's give her a show or whatever it is we need to do. Let's just, you know, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I want to mention one more. Paramahansa Yogananda is also both a role model for both of us.
You're absolutely
right. Someone we feel a connection with.
Absolutely.
And I'd like to read a few words of Yogananda, if I may.
Yes, please.
And for those who aren't familiar, his book, Autobiography of a Yogi, is a classic. It's thick, but it's very entertaining, and it discusses the lives of all those people he interacted with, including Luther Burbank, you know, the plant expert. But Yogananda said, it's not easy to be spiritual, but it is very easy if you will only follow a few rules. Begin by simplifying your life. Then remain somewhat apart from others. If you want to find God, don't mix too much socially. Seclusion is the price of greatness. I have found so many words in the books of Paramahansa Yogananda that I identify with. So many words.
And I totally identify with that because, you know, when I started my journey when I was in Arizona, I had, that's what the medicine women, that's what the medicine men do. They go on these places in the desert and meditate and be by themselves. And, you know, the purpose of that is to get away from things of man, you know, so that you can listen to the voice of spirit. Otherwise, it's difficult when everything else, and then, you know, the transition back and forth being, you know, it takes a lot of work to go back and forth.
It does, and I find that my frequency resonance vibration, when I'm out a lot in groups of people, especially the secular world, it increases somewhat. And then, of course, when I'm able to spend quality and quantity aloneness and meditation time, it rises. And that's just the way it is in this world.
It does. You're not, it's between you and God in the beginning, in the middle, and really in the end. It's you and God. And being around too many other incoming things makes it extremely difficult, I think, at times. And someone like Peace Pilgrim or Mother Teresa, although, you know, the more I've studied about Mother Teresa, I think the one thing I've noticed is that while she was doing the things she did or felt called to do, in between each time she would go out in the world and do whatever during the day, she would go back into the chapel and pray. And I think now I understand that she did that in order to literally kind of empty herself of her own desires. In other words, if you're working for somebody else, which she felt she was working for God, not herself,
mm-hmm.
and so she would just go into the chapel, get on her knees, and whatever she had just done, she gave it to God.
Right.
And I think that kept her pretty, you know, pretty clear, where otherwise, I'm not sure she could have done what she did.
I think you're onto something. And it was also like a purification and emptying, and she was shored up during those times. I read the book that created some controversy. Was it last year or year before last?
Oh, yeah.
People didn't realize that Mother Teresa had doubts.
Right,
like
right.
Just everybody else, you know?
Yeah. She had her own.
So inspiring. In fact, I wrote a blog about it that people really appreciated.
What is your blog website?
Oh, yes, let's do that. My blog site, and now I do want to tell you I do not post daily. I use the blog instead of a website because it serves my purposes. It's a teaching instrument or, a healing instrument,
sure.
That kind of thing. Okay, it's http://, angel-light-love-healing, now who can't spell that? blogspot.com.
Blogspot.com. Okay.
I'm just used to spelling things for people who's command of the English language because I do work for people around the world.
Sure.
They need it spelled. So I'm doing that. I apologize for that.
I got everything with the last part. So Angel Light Love Healing.
blog.com. Blogspot.com. And by the way, Angel Light Love is my legal name.
Oh. No, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes, it is. I was looking for a name change.
Okay.
A new name. My name was nice, but it wasn't who I was. I was a new person.
Sure.
A new person in Christ, to tell the truth. And I looked, and I met this cosmic man at a garage sale who called me his light angel, his angel light. We were involved briefly. And I thought, there's my name. There's the name I've been looking for. And so I changed my name to Angel Light in all but the legal sense. And, of course, I was not employed anywhere, or I really didn't have to use the legal name except on the
mm-hmm.
driver's license, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I changed it legally, I knew that in our society, people want you to have a last name.
Sure.
People had been thinking my last name was Light, and it's not. So I did the numerology and made my name Angel Light first name, last name Love, no middle name. And so that is my legal name. And there are others on the internet who go by that name, especially in some Yahoo groups I've noticed. When you Google the name, you find a lot of different things. So
different things. You know, I just had a actually someone in my chat room said they were not getting. So the Cookie Diva. She says she's not getting sound, but she wants to know: are you doing readings tonight?
No.
No, you're not. Okay,
no.
So how can she get in touch with you?
Yes, people can email me at angel-light-love@hotmail.com.
Angel-light-love.com.
No, angel-light-love.
Oh, okay.
@hotmail.com.
Oh, okay.
And that blog address on at the bottom of every blog there is also address. If you don't get it here, go to the blog. Surely one of the others, and you'll be able to contact me. And I do ask for people to put an appropriate subject in the line, so I'll know it's not spam.
Right. Sure.
Yes.
Well, it says that it's like there had been sound at the beginning, then when more people came in, there had not been any sound. Oh, that's not good. Well, I'm going to have to get Marianne Winkowski from the Ghost Whisperers to come back on. I have no idea why this is.
People,
you know,
are not hearing the sound?
That's what they're saying in the chat room?
Yeah, that was happening.
Do you have anybody, Stacy, that you can ask so that we can?
Yeah, let me see if I can.
All right, because I can ask for help. Wait a minute. Let me see if I can get some live help and just. I mean, I don't want people waiting to hear this, you know.
Uh-huh.
No, I know it has a lot to do with the weather and.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it does.
And
you know, everything has a reason. And sometimes one person can hear it, but not the other. But I do notice that a lot of people have waited, you know, well, a couple of people have waited online, you know, to talk to you. And whenever you're ready, I'll bring them on.
Okay.
And maybe that's...
We will do that soon. If you wish, and we'll repeat the blog and the email address later, too.
Sure, go right ahead.
I do want to tell you about, so people will get more of an idea of the work that we do. In addition to feeding the hungry, giving clothes and money as we're able, we do this spiritual healing, teaching, messenger, you know, warrior work. And some of the things that we have done are really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about that a little bit, if that's okay.
Sure, go on. Go right ahead.
We're talking here about being an instrument.
Yep.
For an example, I remember being in a restaurant. You know how you eat and read?
Sure.
Time,
uh-huh.
And this guy kept looking at me strangely from another table.
Oh.
And I felt wonderful. I felt this wonderful energy coming through me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so then he finished his meal. He came over and he shook his finger at me. He said, "Who are you? What did you do?" I was so in such pain. La da 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 da. You know his story. "You did something. I know you did it." And all I told him was, "I didn't do anything. I'm just an instrument of the divine."
Okay.
And those things happen all the time. And there was a time when I was on a Dallas City bus. I didn't have a car for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed I was sitting behind the driver, and I noticed this bus is going too fast. And the driver was leaning over like he was falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And people looked alarmed. And so I just stuck my hand up there, trying not to be too obvious, and zapped him, you know. Uh-huh. And when I got off the bus, he said, "Thank you."
Well, you know, that is one of those things that we cannot understand, that, you know, there is that sixth dimension around us, or seventh dimension, and we're in multidimensional world here.
Right, right.
You know what I'm going to do, just for my own being here, I'm going to bring up a couple of the people that are on. Wait,
okay, okay.
And see if I can figure out why they're just, oh, here's Jason. I'm going to tell him, we are not getting sound for some reason. We are not, at least according to one listener. That's why I want to ask somebody else's, you know.
That's funny, because I just finally,
and like everything's kind of moving slow for some reason. And that's just saying, I got Jason thinking, okay, well, good, because it's like by the time I actually get an email out to him, the show's going to be over.
The show will be over. You know what? Let me go back in here and try to bring somebody up. Where am I, and where did my switchboard go? Oh, here we go. Okay, I'm going to bring up, all right. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Hello? Maybe they just want to listen. A lot of times people, hello? Okay.
Angel Light is still here.
Yeah. Let me try this. Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear us?
I wanted to, can I ask a question?
All right.
My name's Crystal. I'm from Canada.
Uh-huh. Hi, Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi. I'm so happy to hear you here tonight.
Thank you.
I wanted to know what empaths can do to, say, shut it down when they go out in public, because whenever I go out in public, I come home so drained, and I put protection around me. I put a golden light and Archangel Michael's pillar of blue protection light. But it doesn't seem to work, and I just come home, and I'm absolutely drained of all my energy, and,
mm-hmm.
and it keeps me from having a social life.
Well, Crystal, we're all different, so what works for one may not work for another. I have quite a few things that I encourage people to do, and one of those things is before going out in public is to prime your energy pump. And you can do that by taking several quick breaths in and out through the mouth. But it's important to engage the abdomen when you're doing so, not just in the upper chest. So, you know, prime the pump, and when you breathe in, you have your balloon belly, you know, coming out. And when you breathe it out, you have your belly coming in. And that keeps that energy flowing. You know about salmon. Salmon can swim upstream. But most other fish can't do that. And the same thing goes for energies. We have these major energy centers. And if we can keep our energy strong, flowing through the centers, you know, the divine, the universal life source energy flowing through the center strongly, then we're less affected by the energies out and about in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people tend, and I've done this myself years and years ago, we tend to get on the defensive energetically when we say, oh, God, I don't want to go to Thanksgiving dinner. You know, my cousin's going to be there. I can't stand her. You know how people are. And so we tend to kind of contract our energies rather than expand our energies. And that's just the opposite of what is important to do, especially for people who are empathic. But it's good for everyone to remember, to affirm, expanding the energies and imagining that energy coming from your cosmic cord down through your form and out into your auric egg and out into your energy field several feet in all directions. And there are many, many other things to do, but when we put up shields, then we're getting defensive. And that tends to contract us. And I'm not saying don't put up shields.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying this other is very, very important. And it's important to maintain a balance and to know I'm not getting defensive. I'm expanding. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, while we're on the subject, thank you for asking, Crystal. Mm-hmm. While we're on the subject, it's so important, and I've just posted a blog today about this, that we claim our power. And remembering that love is the greatest power in the universe. And, of course, in English language, love means so many different things. But it's so important to walk into our power and walk in power, meaning walk in love. And that will keep our energy bright and brilliant and expanded. And sure, if we lose a child or a parent and they transition to the next life, we're going to be sad. And that's perfectly normal and okay. I'm not saying don't get sad or lonely. I'm just saying take good care of yourself, okay? And now I lost my train of thought. I guess I'm having a
moment. Caller needs to get in touch with you again. That's what is your email, Angel Light?
Angel-light-love at hotmail.com. And the blog, let's do that again. http://// angel-light-love-healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, .blogspot.com.
There you go. And I just got word that we are not having a sound problem. I don't know why that one person is having it, but basically I think everything's a go, and
well,
I wanted to go ahead and get you to give this caller
okay.
your information so that they can get in touch with you after the show. But it sounds like to me you have a lot more to kind of...
Oh, yes,
Next
we'll do this several times. I apologize. My voice seems a little raspy this evening, but that can't be helped, and it's just the way
no,
it is, and it's okay.
No, right? That's fine. Caller, is that pretty helpful, what she helped you with? Oh, okay. So I think she went on. But I would like everyone to know that, as far as we know, the sound is not a problem. I've had other people on the chat room tell me that it's not, so that's great. You know, and I did have Coach Marie. She wanted to say hello to Stacy. And I want to tell also that the Cookie Diva, who had the sound problem, she does have sound now, so everything is fine. So, you know, we can continue, but without knowing what people are hearing out there, it's really hard, you know, for me to just say, well, let's just keep going, because if people can't hear the show, but they can. So everything is fine. And Stacy, did you have any questions to ask Angel Light?
I have many. See, it's like I'm one of those people. I think I take this for granted because I've always talked with my angels.
Oh.
You know, I have always talked to my angels. We converse every day. So I had a bunch of when I was coming back on this path. I had gone through a few not wanting to do this anymore phases. But, you know, I had always been just really, you know, if I need the Archangel Michael to help me with this problem, I had no problem just saying Archangel Michael. And somebody said, you can't ask the Archangel Michael. I was like, we're talking to Elvis right now. I was thinking, and I laugh about that because I'm thinking, well, if I close my eyes and I see, you know, there's a few archangels, Uriel and Metatron are, there's one that I'm just now getting familiar with, but Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, we are buds. I have no problem calling on them, thinking, and I'm sure Michael gets mad at me sometimes, because I'm thinking, you don't need my help.
Well, but Stacy, if you are a Michael, which means Archangel Michael is extended into you, okay? And you feel that resonancy with Archangel Michael. And you are a Michael, by the way.
Oh, I do.
Do you remember him giving you your sword?
Yes.
Okay, you're a Michael.
I do remember that.
Uh-huh. And I'm a Michael, sister. And one of the things that people are to learn in talking about our own power, as a Michael, for example, and that doesn't mean you or I are better than anyone else. It means we're all different, every one of us, you know. And it means that we are to do some things for ourselves instead of calling on Archangel Uriel or Gabriel or anybody over and over and over again, that we can move into our power and say, I am. I am a fond believer in affirmations because I've seen the results for myself or others.
Right.
And a while back, I wondered, oh gosh, a couple of months ago, if people could make an affirmation and get themselves, release all the psychic and emotional weight and remove the pressure from themselves. And because that can accumulate over years, unless you every once in a while, say once a month or two or so, remove that energy. And I wanted to know if they needed my help or that of another healer or if they could do it for themselves. And you know what? Everybody but one person, and there were quite a few people participating, could do it.
Right.
Wow.
And it was a special reason. And here's what you do, well, anything. And, of course, I use in the name of the Christ. Some
right.
people would not want to do that, and that's okay. I say, in the name of the Christ and under the law of grace, I, Angel Light, decree I am. releasing the psychic weight I've been carrying now. Actually, that's wrong. I say releasing. In other words, you say, I decree I am, and you draw a line and fill in the blank. And then you say, immediately, totally, completely, mm-hmm. permanently, past, present, future, now.
And if you're very, you know, I have always been a very sensitive being. I mean, I pick up on people's feelings huge, you know, and I can shine. I that's my job, is to shine. I like to shine. I'm good at it. But it's kind of like walking through, and sometimes you get the sponge. I learned, and it took me 2 times to learn this. The first time I learned it, I forgot. And so it took me one more bout of sickness with my asthma to make me learn it again, because it's so important. So I can be happy too. You know, it's wonderful for me to be able to do that and share that with other people. But walking, you know, and then I choose the places where I walk. I know exactly where I'm walking, which is kind of ironic that Michael and I identify with each other so well, because, you know, that warrior spirit you were talking about. Well, you know, I go where angels go because that's where I'm trying to go, and who's going to go? You know, it's like who's going to do it? You know, so it's like, if it's ringing for me, and then, you know, everybody's got their own little battle, or they look at it as a battle. You know, my thing is, I see human beings, and I need to go. You know, and so.
Well, why don't you email me, and if you're interested, I have, and anybody can do that for that matter. Mm-hmm. I have many, many processes to achieve so many different purposes in document form that I will attach and send you. By email. And by the way, I do want to emphasize that this work is on a donation basis.
All right.
We have suggested donations because I have found that a hug and tears and several thank yous does not pay my bills.
Right.
You know?
Right, yeah.
Appreciate it, but I have to pay my bills too.
It kind of goes back to tithing, and I think it's funny because people always have their ideas of what tithing means.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what the tithing is. You know, you're looking, that's exactly what joy is. That's all anybody has to do.
That's hiding your light under a bushel, isn't it, dear?
Yeah.
Well, if there are people that are really suffering and are on limited income, disabled,
sure.
or social
right,
security,
right.
or have been unemployed and about to foreclose on the home and whatever, we'll help. That money's not an issue, okay? But most people can at least send me a postcard from their country or their state. Or
yeah.
Some people send $2 or $3 at a time over a year or two.
Right.
Yeah.
And so every bit helps, and I do appreciate the support. But it is a donation basis. Donation does not mean free. It means we'll work with you people. And
I want to just try one more time. We've had a caller on board for a while, and maybe they're just listening. Hello? Are you there? Because, see, people can listen, Angel Light. They don't have to have a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, hello? Yeah. So this particular party is one of those. So I'm just going to leave them alone, let them listen. There's no way I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at my switchboard. I see a bunch of lines, and so
right.
I click on them. And because I don't want to leave
room up
out.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you a few of the things that we've encountered over the years.
Oh, okay.
And I think you can identify with this. Some of the leaders can, listeners can identify with this, or some of the other stories I have. There was a time, you know, in private sessions, I always knew that so many people had misplaced spirits or souls with them that belonged elsewhere. So before we would proceed with that individual's work, like healing the present life through exploring other lives of the soul or any energy work or whatever, we would check each individual in session to see if there were any of those with them.
Oh.
And using different methods, there are many you can use. And so one time I was staying temporarily with one of my students, and he was indisposed, and I answered the phone. And I asked her to hold for a minute, and when he got on the phone, she said, "Who is that? I must talk with her." And all I said was, "Hello, he'll be right with you," you know. So anyway, we talked and made an appointment, and I thought, okay, one session, we'll release all the spirits with her, the misplaced people and whatever, and then we'll go ahead and do her work. Well, it never happened. Her problem was about 175 with her.
Oh, well, you know, I just got a message for you, and it says, "I'm learning so much on my journey, and I always have questions, so this is great. My aunt, who passed in February, finally connected with me last night. I was so happy in a dream, and every time I walk in another room and turn on a light, it starts flickering." And she says, "I think she is doing it," and she means you.
Me?
Yep. She says, yeah. "Spirit is working with my aunt and her and the healing abilities." And she said she's still having, let's see. Wow. So she just wanted to let you know that she thinks you're working with her through, you know, like another dimension.
Well, let me tell you how that works, okay?
All right.
I am part of the team. I don't mean to say I am only an instrument, okay? I am also, we do so many different kinds of work.
Uh-huh.
I am part of a team of angels, okay?
All right.
I call it the Angel Light Team.
Angel Light Team, okay.
And in the past, people have told me, even before their first session, once we've made an appointment, a local appointment, they see angels, and they say, "Do not be afraid, we are from Angel Light. We have come to check you out," okay?
Oh.
And even other people around the world have too. But we have a team of angels that does the work.
Oh, okay.
And we cannot do anything if the person's soul and the person's hierarchy has strong objections to it. We cannot go in and just get real pushy and heal and clear someone totally. We have to have permission.
Mm-hmm.
If there is just a little bit of resistance on the part of the individual soul or hierarchy, we ask for grace or clearance to go ahead and proceed. And if there's a lot, then we let it be, because we have our lives set up to learn certain things through certain experiences, and we are not to tamper with that. And, you know, I've forgotten something really important. We do a clearing healing process that covers about 250 points now. We've added to it over time.
Oh.
And it takes me an hour and a half to initiate.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the team on the average 10 days to complete for someone.
Mm. Wow.
And it's really comprehensive. It helps some people tremendously, other people just a little, and most people are helped in between. Then these are distance. We do the reading analysis at a distance, the healing and clearing at a distance.
Mm-hmm.
We also do a brief energy clearing of people, or of homes or property, even if it's 2 acres of land, from a distance. We can do that in person or from a distance, which is, and that process of energy clearing of the individual also includes some reconnection work, templates, circuits, and things of that nature.
Sure. And like I would say tonight, you have already gotten connected with the souls that you're supposed to connect with, Angel Light, and I'm sure they're going to contact you, because I felt when you were going to be on my show that it was just meant to be. And I thought, you know, Stacy is supposed to be here, because, Stacy, I feel that you've got a whole future ahead of you with touching people in your own way. And I think that, you know, it's kind of like we connected for a purpose, and I just don't take that lightly. You know, I really hope...
I don't either. I know, and I know that to be true, because, again... I think, you know, it's funny, I'm kind of envious. I hate using that word, but these little kids are coming up thinking, okay, I feel like the grandma, you know, cause,
yeah.
And I really feel like that path, and I don't know if that's something, I mean, actually, I do know something from my past life, but somewhere my soul says, no, this is how you have to do it, and you need to be mature enough, you need to go through all these things, and now I'm ready.
You're
now
ready.
It's no mistake that
you're co-hosting tonight, my dear. So do email me and keep in touch.
Oh, I will. Absolutely.
I want to share something. Some of you may have heard it before.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, of course, September 11th, 2001. Remember the priest that was hit by falling debris and died?
Yes.
Michael F. Judge. Yeah. Well, he had a prayer that he said he carried around with me that I really resonate with.
Oh.
And it said, Lord, take me where you want me to go. Let me meet who you want me to meet. Tell me what you want me to say and keep me out of your way.
Huh.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's great. Keep me out of your way. That's the hardest part.
Yeah.
We have our own, we think we're giving everything to a higher power, and then that ego kind of goes, well, yeah, I'll give it to the higher power, but I want it to be this way or that way. Or
mm-hmm. Hey, I'm no saint myself. I'm guilty, too. Well,
here's the difference, and I know everybody receives this. I know everybody receives it differently, okay? But you know you're a spiritual teacher because God doesn't really give you that leeway.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because God says, okay, you're supposed to be the example, and I'm telling them no. So I'm going to give them a couple of no's, but I'm only giving you one or two.
Oh.
And if you don't do this, then that's how you know you're not on the path or you're not doing what you're supposed to do, because
all right.
All heck breaks loose, so to speak.
You got
to
let go.
Right. So when I teach other people about letting go, mm-hmm. I know for what I'm speaking, but these things are actually not so hard. It's not so hard. It's really, really easy. And that ease comes from that faith of knowing inside. And it's like, but it doesn't have to be that hard. You know, so these little things that you think are just so huge, they're just not.
They're really not. It's like our ego is telling us they're big and we've got to be in control. But like Angel Light, ever since I've known her for several years, wherever she's called, she just tends to go. And somehow, you know, she never talks about where she's been, not much, you know, just a little. And then she goes to the next place. And I often wonder, well, now, if she could only do this or do that. But I really feel like she's on the path. And I don't think it's been that easy. Although I don't.
Listen,
the van
is going to make it so much easier.
Yeah.
Really is. I cannot begin to tell you.
All right. Well, I hope so, because, you know, Angel Light, when people really get to know who you are and how much you can do for us, it's like you're not playing around. You know, I know that it sounds like hocus pocus, but it's not. You know, I can honestly say when you came in my life, I thought, you know, certain things, but what I found out was that to let go, you know, of what I expected to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And once I did that, everything just flowed, you
did
know.
It, though? It was remarkable. Oh.
It was remarkable. It was unusual.
Mm-hmm.
I had met her in some group online, and something told me to connect with her and do this, do that. And, you know, at the end result, I kind of just felt like, well, you know, we were brought together, and whatever happens after that, it's just meant to be. I really didn't know that we would kind of reconnect like this. I had no idea, Angel Light. None, you know.
Divine orchestration, you know.
The divine orchestration, that's right. And even Stacy, you know, she kind of came in my life on this blog talk radio, and I thought, she's very persistent. I know that we're connecting for a reason, and I kind of just went with it. I mean, you know, I wish I could tell everything that we know that we're connecting for, but for me, what I'm finding at this point in my life is it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Just to go ahead and if your intuition says, call somebody, do something, go ahead and do it.
Exactly.
You know? Don't worry about the end result, because honest, there isn't one that we're going to see. Do you think, Angel Light, as long as we're here? Yeah, we're just not going to see it. And, you know, in the last few minutes, I'd like for you to go ahead and once more share your blog talk and also your email, if you would, with the listeners that
okay.
might get in touch with you.
And the email addresses are also on the blog site. And
They're
at the bottom of each individual blog. I treat them as individual lessons or postings unto themselves. It's http://angel-light-love-healing.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the email address is angel-light-love, oh my gosh, I've been giving the wrong. No, I've been giving it right. It's been correct.
Okay.
It's fine. It's been correct. I also have a Yahoo address that's quite similar that I don't give out in public.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right.
This
yeah.
is correct. I've been giving the correct address out. angel-light-love@hotmail.com.
And we have one person that is asking, are you going to give out any free readings tonight? I'm not sure what to tell her. She's. I have a chat room, Angel Light, and people write me, and they're kind of like talking to each other during the show. And someone asked, will there be any readings on tonight's show?
No, I am not a psychic, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well,
now, psychic type information does come up.
Uh-huh.
You know, in the analyses and when I do some coaching and teaching by the Internet.
Right.
You know, and we are available for people around the world, by the way. Again, I want to stress that. But psychic, I am not.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, because I really thought you were kind of psychic. So what, you wouldn't call yourself at all psychic?
No, not absolutely not. I am a healer, a teacher, a messenger, and a warrior. Okay?
Oh.
And not a psychic. Some of that information does, you know, come about.
Mm-hmm.
But we're more prone to teach people how they can change their lives and help them change it rather than tell them what their life is going to be like, because someone can go to have a psychic reading and it can be 100% accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're rare, but that can happen, 100% true. But then 2 weeks later, it can change, you know, overnight.
Right,
because
right.
Especially when it involves other people.
Well,
you know, there are too many variables. And at any given time, hey, by the way, did you know that each human soul has four choices, roughly, most of us on the average, during a lifetime of when to exit this life?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I heard that. I actually feel that might well be true. Stacey, have you heard that, where we have about four or five exits?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And see,
you believe that.
And
yes,
so someone,
I do.
Yeah, someone saying, well, you know, be careful around August because there's a little danger or whatever. That may be one of the exit choices.
Right. Exit
know.
Choices.
Well,
so, yeah.
The thing is, it's just like you have a will, and your will, okay, so if you travel on the path that you are on right now and you do not change any of your behavior or make another choice in your life, this could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But so long as you have will, you can change the choice. You can change that choice. You can make another choice.
Right, and that's why psychic readings don't hold true for so long for most people. And
but
you know,
a good reader will tell you that. I mean, a good
yes.
reader will say no. If you stay the way you are right now, and the reason why if you stay this way, but you don't have to. Absolutely not. Absolutely. You have a choice to change.
We want to facilitate people creating a life that they want to live, as long as it's in alignment with their soul's purpose.
Right.
Not just an ego thing.
Right.
And
right.
Have you heard of Akashic record reading?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, people with a really strong will, or and I don't mean that in a negative way or a positive way. I have one.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm really cognizant of what I'm here to do. People with a really strong will, someone can't really read their Akashic records because it's always changing, as you said, Stacey. It's always changing.
Huh. Because of the strong will.
Right.
Right. The choices.
Oh, the choice. Oh, I. Well, you know, Angelite, we've got about 1 minute, and I would like to just give you a moment to end the show actually the way you would like to and let people know whatever it is you'd like to know.
Okay, one more time. The email, angel-light-love@hotmail.com, and I would like to give you all this prayer from me, my heart, to you. It's called A Prayer for Others. May your life be in harmony with God's will for you. May your life be in harmony with your divine purpose. May you so live that all who meet you will be uplifted, that all who bless you will be blessed, that all who give to you and serve you will receive the greatest satisfaction. If any should attempt to harm you, may they contact the light within you and be healed. And I love you.
Well, and we love you. And
love you.
Thank you so much, Stacey.
Thank you very much. No, thank you, Judy, and thank you, Angel Light. That was wonderful.
Aw, I love you both. All right, you have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.